Telephone Hour, presenting Ezio Pisa. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Telephone Hour welcomes you to another program of fine music. We are happy to have with us again Ezio Pisa, who appears with Donald Boris and the Bell Telephone Orchestra. The things will be heard in selections by Mozart, by Uziello, Mussorgsky, and Lully. The orchestra, in its turn, presents works by Richard Strauss and Cesar Cui, and opens with a delightful piece by still another composer, one of our foremost authorities on South American music, Serig Tucci. Donald Boris and the orchestra now play Tucci's La Bamba de Veracruz. By the 18th century composer Jean Louis, who has been called the founder of France's grand opera. From his little known opera, Amadis de Gaulle, this aria is the lament of a slighted lover wishing to find solace in the quiet of the woods. Here is Blotted Face, Somber Wood, sung by Ezio Pisa. Oh.
Pocket size, and only 20 pages long. But it's a remarkable document. Something of a charter of security for more than 600,000 men and women who serve you in the Bell system. When a new employee takes up his work in any of the companies that are associated with the system, one of the things he does is to sit down with his supervisor, the man or woman who will teach him his job.
It's part of my work, John, to tell you about certain things that go along with your job in this company. I don't want to make a speech, so whenever you feel a question coming on, pop it right out, will you?
I certainly will.
All right, then, here's the starter. This booklet talks about the benefit plan. Did you know we had a benefit plan?
Well, I heard something about it, I think. It's new, isn't it?
No, far from it. In fact, I believe it's safe to say it's one of the oldest in American industry. The Bell System Plan became effective on the 1st of January, 1913. That's nearly 35 years ago.
That is a long time.
Yes. Of course, it's been appropriately amended from time to time. It's helped a good many thousands of telephone men and women in those years, too. There are a lot of details to the plan, John, and you can get them out of this booklet. Just let me sketch the main outline of it. If you're disabled by sickness or accident, your salary goes on for a length of time, depending on your years of service. If you should die, provisions are made for your dependent relatives. The plan also provides a pension for you after you've reached a certain age and have a certain number of years of service to your credit.
What about the retirement pension part of the plan, Mr. Crawford?
Well, to pin it down to Casey, let's take me. In 5 years, I'll be 65, and I'll round out 35 years with the company. Here's what'll happen. My salary will be averaged over my last 10 years of service. Then the company will pay me 35% of that amount annually. In other words, I'll get a check each month based on 35% of my average annual earnings for those 10 years. I don't mind telling you I'm looking forward to it. I've got a lot of fishing to catch up on.
Well, that sounds fine, Mr. Crawford. But I'd like to ask one more question. How much does the benefit plan cost me? Will there be a little take out of my check each week?
No, it doesn't cost you anything. The company puts up all the money.
I see what you mean about this being a good place to work. Thanks a lot.
Fiva is heard next in two songs. The first is an old Italian air by the 18th century composer Giovanni Paisiello, a quiet, romantic ballad in a classical mood. It's called Nel cor più non mi sento, Why is My Heart No Longer Gay?
Of things now are a witty song, a tongue-in-cheek parody on the weakness and vanity of man. We hear Mussorgsky's Song of the Fleas. Ezio Pinza.
Why say you, Da princes all da nobles, where torches more and more, da seed and all and ring, where sun and beaten door. They did not dare to try them, they dare not make a point, but we try to kill them, if one of them fights on.
Writing his operas Salome and Electra, considered by many critics violent and unconventional, Richard Strauss turned out in 1913 The Road of the Cavalier, which, to the delight of everyone, was in a light-hearted, romantic style. Possibly the best love sections of this opera are the melodies known simply as the Rosen Cavalier Waltz. We hear some of these now, played by Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra.
Thank you.
Mozart role, that of Figaro in The Marriage of Figaro. In this scene, he muses on the follies and deceptions of women, calling upon men to see these fair creatures as they truly are. Accompanied by Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, the Fiopinza offers the amusing Apicion Folklajovsky. Open your eyes a little. Mr. Pinza.
Io sento gente, e adesso, non ho la cul, buia la notte, ed io comincio mai a fare il simulito mestiere di marito. Intrata, nel momento della mia cerimonia, e godeva leggendo, e nel vederlo, io ridea di me senza saperlo. Ah, Susanna, Susanna, quanta pena mi costi, con quella ingenua faccia, con quegli occhi innocenti, increduto l'avria. Ah, che il fidarsi a donna, a donna, è ogni ore follia. Aprite un po' quegli occhi, uomini cauti e sotto, guardate queste femmine, guardate cosa son, guardate. E cosa son, guardate cosa son, queste chiamate bene dagli ingannati tempi, a cui tributa i tempi, la debole ragion. Non vede che campano per farti penar, bene che campano per farti affogar, si mette che allettano per farti le piume, comete che brillano per foglie e lume, sono rose spinose, sono volti vettose, sono orme femmine, colombe maglie, ma è per scaglie anche da maglie che sono mezzo d'amore. Non c'è, già di uno lo sa.
aprite un po' gli occhi. Voi, ciao, che pochi, guardate queste femmine, guardate cosa sono, cosa sono, cosa sono. Sono streghe che cantano, il resto non dico. Sirene che cantano, il resto non dico. Civette che alleggiano, il resto non dico. Comete che brillano, il resto non dico. Sono le sinose, sono molti le donne, sono le vecchie, sono le valide. Cari amici e la madre che si sono messo l'amore. Certo, certo si fa, certo si fa. No, 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 no. Il resto non dico. Già ognuno lo sa. Oh, il resto non dico. Già ognuno lo sa. Già ognuno lo sa. Già ognuno lo sa. Già ognuno lo sa.
By Pagliello, Mussorgsky's Song of the Flea, and Apriti on Port Gragliotti, the Mozart opera of the Marriage of Figaro. The orchestra performs Tucci's La Bamba de Vera Cruz, Cesar Queen's Folly and Carl, and the Rosen Cavalier Waltzes by Richard Strauss. Next Monday, our soloist will be Maggie Tate, and on succeeding weeks, you will hear Blanche Seebaum, Dino Franciscati, and Arthur Rubinstein. So, the next week then, for Music to Life with Maggie Tate, Donald Boyes and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, we remain sincerely yours, the Bell Telephone System.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.